We continue our college march with college athletes. Today, we're talking with Addison Budke, a 2025 graduate of Beloit High School. Addie, how's your summer going for you?
It's going pretty good. I've been working at the pool and hanging out with my family.
Well, Addie, 12 years ago, as a seven-year-old, you went up to the first ever Beloit State Tournament appearance in 2015 and watched Brandy Paul, and there were three Budke sisters on that team, Kirsten, your oldest sister, and then your two twin sisters, Alexis and Elena. And you kind of got the volleyball bug from watching those two sisters of yours playing the state tournament. And Brandy Paul kind of noticed your love for volleyball as a seven-year-old. And the last 12 years, you have put your love and your heart and physical being into volleyball. Just kind of tell us about your love for volleyball the last 12 years.
I've always loved volleyball because my sisters, I've always watched them play in high school, and I was always in the bleachers, and I'd always love chasing after the balls, like when they're warming up. And I've always went to camps and with Brandy, and I just fell in love with the sport.
Well, Addie, you have 2,302 career kills, which is number two in the state, all class behind Hutch Central Christian Jamie Patrick, who had 2,630 kills from 2008 to 2011, 931 digs, 185 aces. That's about 530 kills per year. Obviously, it takes great teammates and great setters. But what year in high school, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, did you really think, you know what, I am a great volleyball player and I'm going to get better and better, and college volleyball is on my radar?
It was actually my freshman year when I got the most kills I've ever gotten out of my 4 years. I realized that, I think I can do this in college. I obviously had great teammates to help me get there. And yeah, I just had a goal that I can play in college.
Well, Addie, you're a four-time All-State selection by the Kansas Coaches Association Volleyball Committee, Class 3A Player of the Year last year. You were on part of teams that won four NCAA titles in volleyball, four state appearances. You have many, many friends on your team, on the Lady Trojan volleyball teams that played in the past. But Beloit was very rare last year in the fact that they had two legit Division I recruits, and you and Sophia Thompson. Sophia is now at Wichita State. What made you and Sophia Thompson so tough at the net the past 3 years?
I want to say our height. Because we're always at the net, ready to go, and we know how to put a ball down, and we have a good setter that can get us the ball.
Well, Addison, you were the number one recruit by Rick Squire and University of Nebraska Kearney, and when you said yes, I know that he was ecstatic, and heard him on a local Kearney radio station saying, this is the girl that we wanted, this is the girl that we needed, among others. There's actually four young ladies, or five now, including yourself, Emily Lane of TMP, Abby Rose of Lindsberg, Ryan Mock of Stillwell, and Anna Lance of Lansing, Kansas. Rick Squire says the Kansas girls are as good as the Nebraska girls. Your comment on joining four other Kansas girls on a Nebraska Kearney team that has been dominant the last 20 years.
Yeah, I'm really excited because I've played against some of the Kansas girls. I've played against Emily Lane and Abby Rose. They were really good. And once I knew that I was going to Kearney, I was excited to play with them.
Well, Addison, you, as you well know, UNK has been dominant under Rick Squires, 30 seasons with 30 plus wins or more, 2005, 2009 national Division II runners up, Division II leaders in attendance. That has to be exciting. They also played in front of 90,000 people at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln as the showcase game. Nebraska Kearney played the first game, and then University of Nebraska Lincoln played the second game, but 90,000 people in a football stadium. 1,618 victories in 20 plus years of volleyball for a winning percentage of 86%, and they have a 25 year streak that made NCAA appearances. What was the final factor when Rick Squire called you and said, "Addison Budke of Beloit, Kansas, I want you to be a Loper"?
I was really excited. He said that I would get a full ride, so that was a big factor. And also, I love the community there. They have a great town, and all the girls were super nice. And obviously, the team is very good.
Well, this summer, you and Sophia Thompson were part of a winning team at the Kansas Volleyball Association All-Star Game. You went five sets, but you and Sophia were dominant at the net. Kind of talking about your relationship with Sophia Thompson and playing in the KVA All-Star Game at Washburn University, or it was actually at Topeka Highlands, I believe, in Topeka.
Our relationship is really close. We're always messing with each other, so that's fun. When we were little, we always had sleepovers and all that stuff. So, yeah, she's one of my closest cousins, and I love her so much. And the Topeka game was really fun. All the girls were super nice, and playing her with for the last time was really fun.
Well, being a young team for the first time in a lot of years at UNK in Kearney, Nebraska, Rick Squires is going to take you ladies, the team, the Lady Lopers, to Vermont for four games on September 5th and 6th in the St. Michael Windjammer Classic. Have you ever traveled much outside the state of Kansas?
A little bit, but not that far. So I'm lo really looking forward to that.
And then on September 9th, Peru State, south of Lincoln, Nebraska, will be at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska. It was a pretty easy sell about facilities when you went to UNK to tour a health and sports center. Like I said, Nebraska Kearney leads Division II in attendance, and that's just a beautiful facility and a fun facility to be around. Talk about playing your home games at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska.
They bring really big crowds, so I'm super excited to play in front of everyone. I know I'll be pretty nervous, but the nerves will come out once I get on the court and start playing. And having my family be at the home games really means a lot to me, and also my friends and family. So,
One of
yeah.
the great things about playing at Nebraska Kearney is they have their own radio broadcast of UNK games, not only football and basketball, but they also do volleyball, baseball, and other things. Any local people in Beloit area that want to keep track of the UNK Lady Lopers and Addison Butke can tune in to KRVN, the best farm station in the nation, 93.1 FM or 106.9 FM in Lexington. And they can also watch your matches on the MIAA network. I think there is a subscription involved, but really neat that we're going to get to listen to you on the radio and possibly watch you on the MIAA network. As far as your schedule at, in the MIAA, you are at Emporia State, October the 10th, at Washburn in Topeka on October 11th, and then you'll be at Hayes on October 25th. Really neat that you get to play those in-state schools and play some of the ladies that you played on your regular schedule at Beloit or in the state tournament. Just kind of talk about what you think your feelings are going to go be like on the nights that you head into Emporia, Topeka, and Hayes.
I know that a lot of my family and friends will be there cheering me on, so that's great. And when I play Fort Hayes, it'll be fun playing Miley Brown. So hopefully we win, but no hard feelings.
Well, Addie, you got to be on the best track and field team in the state of Kansas as the Beloit Lady Trojans won the 3A state championship at track. And you and Tatum Seifert provided 18 to 20 points per meet and went 1-2 in the shot put at the state championship. The Seiferts have always been family friends, and you and Tatum have developed a great relationship on and off the track. Kind of talk about Coach Casey Seifert and teammate Tatum Seifert, what they've meant to you and in your life and throughout the track and field years, the last 4 years, and winning a Class 3A state championship in track.
State track was so fun, like winning the whole thing. Coach Cypher and Tatum, they've always pushed me to the best that I can do. And even when the days I wasn't doing too good, they always cheered me up and say, "Oh, let's just move on and do it tomorrow." So they've always been really close to me, and I have a great relationship with the both of them.
Well, Addie Butke of Beloit, Kansas, congratulations on being selected as the number one recruit at Nebraska Kearney. Congratulations on winning a state championship at the state track meet as a team of Beloit Lady Trojans. God bless you and best of luck as you continue your path in volleyball and start an all-new track in Nebraska.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.